Well, coming up not too far down the road is the Lenten season, and that means some of those good fish dinners here in the area. The Knights of Columbus at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic always provide those during the Lenten season on Friday nights. And Todd Rocker's in with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about that process. How are you?
I'm great, Jim, and you?
Well, good, good. We always used to talk about the baked fish supper, but the last few years it's been baked and fried fish supper.
That's right. We've done the fried fish in addition to the baked. People seem to really have liked that, and so we're going to continue to do that. And people can come through when they come for supper with us, and they can have baked or fried fish or both. They can come back through and get as much as they want to eat, have seconds, and just get their true value for their money.
Good to have choices.
It's absolutely good to have those choices.
And it's been pretty well supported over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, we normally serve anywhere from 100 people on up to probably 150, depending on, the Friday night during Lent.
And it is Friday nights during Lent. So what are the dates for these events?
The dates are coming up. March 8th is the first one, followed by the 15th and the 22nd and the 29th of March. And then we have the first two Fridays in April. That's April 5th and 12th.
All right, very good. Well, we mentioned baked fish, fried fish. What else is on the menu?
Oh, yes, we have a great menu. Along with the fish is cheesy potatoes, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, green beans, garlic bread, coffee, tea, milk, and lemonade. And there's also desserts available for a little extra for a free will offering. And that goes towards St. Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group activities. So it's a great meal, and you can get all you want to eat plus desserts.
Very good. And I understand it's a pretty reasonable price.
Yes, our prices are $9 for adults, $5 for children ages 6 through 12. Children under age 5 and under are free. And we have a special deal where it's $25 for a family. So it makes it very economical to bring the family out and join us during Lent for fish meal.
Sure. Now, I know a lot of the proceeds from this event are earmarked for scholarship opportunities and things, but the Knights of Columbus have been active both within the parish and outside the parish in the community as well, and helping out with different projects.
Yes, we are going to take the proceeds and put those in our scholarship fund, and then also some funds will be going towards other charitable causes. And this year, we're in the process right now of purchasing a fryer that will be used for the fish dinners to fry fish, and that's going to go into the kitchen at the St. Peter and Paul Parish Center. And so we're looking forward to the new equipment. And then also some of our other major donations, Jim, have been we contributed to the new church sound system at St. Peter and Paul Church when it was recently renovated. We helped purchase 4 new ovens in the Parish Center kitchen. We made a donation, sizable amount, to the Southwest Iowa Pregnancy Center. That's in Red Oak, Iowa. Each fall we do campaign for persons with disabilities, and those funds are earmarked for Special Olympics. And one of our main projects that we've got going that we feel really good about, and that is we're helping the faith formation classes are held on Wednesdays at the Parish Center through our church. And so kids come after school on Wednesdays, early dismissal, and so we're helping with some snacks and things like that. But the kids go to their religious ed class from 4 o'clock to 5:15, and then the Knights of Columbus are feeding them. We have a meal about once a month we've been doing this, and feed them and their families and their parents. And so it just kind of makes it all work together where it's a little easier for parents and families to, okay, the kids got to go to their religious ed class, and then we got to scramble to try to get a meal, right. And then there's other nighttime activities oftentimes. The junior high and senior high kids, they can come and eat between 6:30 and 7, and then their classes for religious ed start at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. So those are a couple of the neat things we've done. Also a YMCA partnership for youth, we contribute to that. And the local food pantries, Griswold and Atlantic. So we're a very active council, and we've tried to contribute to a lot of different charitable causes.
You bet. Well, and a number of churches have different types of groups that are active within their churches, within their parishes type of thing. But it's nice to be able to get outside those boundaries, too, and do some outreach into the community.
Yes, we do a lot of things, not just for our church and for our parish, but like you say, for the local community. and an outreach, like you say, to wherever we can be of help and try to put our money to good work through charity.
Sure, and even just little things like, the free throw contest, which was just held, too. So, an opportunity for anybody to participate in things like that.
That's right. That's a youth activity. Right. We had spelling test also just recently, spelling contest, I should say. And so, get the kids involved and get the families involved. And, we want to have everybody come out for that Lenten fish dinners and support the Knights of Columbus and St. Peter and Paul Church.
Yeah, how long have you been a Knight?
I have been a Knight since 1978.
A couple of years now.
Just a few.
Why did you get involved?
Why did I get involved? Yeah. The idea is to get in more involved with your parish, with your church. Our theme for the Knights Columbus is faith in action. So it's really just to, get your faith and put it in action, helping others with charitable works, charitable causes. And so you join the Knights and all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of brother Knights. Is what we always say, and you can rub elbows, work together on these projects, have a lot of fun with it, and we know it's all, for good cause.
As an educator, you're used to trying to be a role model to young people, and this is kind of an extension of that, isn't it?
Absolutely. The younger kids in our parish, and in particular the high school kids, they see the Knights of Columbus, the adults, doing things in and for the parish, and that sets a very good example for all of them. And we hope that there's a lot of future Knights Columbus members, that join us. We do have 143 members strong right now in Atlantic Council.
I got to ask, what's the deal with the Knights of Columbus and food? I mean, the Lenten fish fries, we see at Produce in the Park in the summer, grilling. It seems like it's always food.
Well, who doesn't like to eat? and you got to eat, as my mom used to always say. And she used to prepare three meals every day. And us, me and my three brothers would come a-running because, you got to eat.
That's right. Even once in a while, there are Tootsie Rolls
involved. Well, and who doesn't like to come out and have a good meal and let somebody else do the cooking and let somebody else do all the cleanup? And you walk out of there and you don't have to think about it, and you've fed yourself, you've fed your family, and it all goes for a great cause.
Yeah, and I've been to a number of these and have assisted with a number of these, and I know full well, looking at the crowd, it's not just members of the church that wander in. You get support from other folks in the community, in fact, folks outside the community that come
in. We welcome anybody and everybody to come into the fish meals. We try to get the word out through all of the local churches. They can put it in their church bulletins. Everybody is welcome to attend.
You bet. And, of course, a lot of projects that go on during the course of the year, a lot of different things that are supported. We talked about the donation items, but there are lots of ways that the Knights also help to support with their actions, with their deeds, too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we try to – I think the last I counted in the course of the span of our fraternal year, we have our hand in 22 different projects.
So it's kind of busy.
It's pretty busy, and we've got a chairman that'll head up any certain projects, and that kind of spreads the wealth, so to speak, or spreads the responsibilities out with a lot of different Knights Columbus members.
Sure, and you said 140 plus right now, but there's always room for more, right?
There's always room for more, exactly right, and we try to get the high school senior boys involved in it because they go off after high school graduation, go to college or vocation school or into one of the military branches, and it's great to get them involved, get them as a member prior to them leaving Atlantic, Iowa.
Positive habits start young.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, let's talk again. We decided to talk about the Lenten fish fry, so let's get into that again now. The dates are, once again.
Okay, March 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and April 5th and 12th. It's each Friday during Lent, not counting Good Friday. And then we serve from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And again, it's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic, Iowa. And a great menu. Should we go through that once again quickly?
Sure.
That is baked and fried Alaskan pollock, cheesy potatoes, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, green beans, garlic bread, coffee, tea, milk, and lemonade. And our cost is $9 for adults, $5 for children ages 6 to 12. Children age 5 and under are free, or our deal of the day is $25 for a family. Come and eat, and desserts are available for a free will offering to support our youth group activities. So, again, everybody is welcome and invited to come out and have a great meal and support St. Peter and Paul Church and the local Knights of Columbus Council.
I think, if I remember right, that family price is something that just started in the last few years, too. And that's kind of a nice deal for families to know that they can bring out their entire family to enjoy and not have to break the budget.
Not break the budget and have a great meal and have it be a very economical price and a true bargain.
Absolutely. So look forward to that. Ash Wednesday coming up here real fast on March 6th. So March 8th, we kick it off. Very good. Well, Todd, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate all that the Knights do, both within the parish and, of course, within the community as well.
Thank you so much, Jim.